Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, we cover Pfizer's lawsuits against Metsera and Novo Nordisk over alleged intellectual property infringement, Eli Lilly's $3 billion investment in a new Netherlands manufacturing site, and the latest wave of biotech partnerships and licensing agreements driving innovation. Pfizer has filed lawsuits against Metsera and Novo Nordisk, alleging that both companies infringed on patents related to GLP-1 receptor targeting technologies. The suits claim that key aspects of their metabolic drug platforms overlap with Pfizer's proprietary research, highlighting the intensifying competition in the obesity and diabetes markets. Novo Nordisk and Metsera have not yet issued formal responses, but analysts say the legal action underscores how high the stakes have become in the GLP-1 category, one projected to exceed $150 billion globally by the early 2030s. The litigation could influence future licensing dynamics and reshape how companies protect their innovation pipelines in this fiercely contested therapeutic space. Meanwhile, Eli Lilly has announced plans to build a $3 billion manufacturing facility in the Netherlands, expanding its global production network to meet surging demand for its diabetes and obesity treatments. The state-of-the-art plant will focus on producing active pharmaceutical ingredients for GLP-1 therapies, reinforcing Lilly's commitment to supply reliability and geographic diversification. Company executives said the investment will create hundreds of high-skilled jobs and strengthen Europe's role in the company's long-term growth strategy. Analysts view the move as another sign of how major pharma firms are reconfiguring their manufacturing footprints amid capacity constraints and rapid category growth. And finally, this week's Biotech Partnerships Roundup highlights a surge in strategic collaborations and exclusive licensing agreements across oncology, rare diseases, and immunology. Companies are increasingly opting for shared risk models that balance innovation access with financial flexibility. Analysts note that large pharma's appetite for early-stage assets remains strong, particularly in precision medicine and platform technologies. These deals reflect a broader shift toward collaborative R&D ecosystems that can accelerate timelines and enhance portfolio diversity in an increasingly competitive innovation landscape. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.